We are up to the Perek Aleph of Klali Melachas Shabbos and Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and the Mavui in the introduction. We have three prokem of introduction to Hilchas Shabbos. Today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Al Yakim Getzel Ben Reb Dave. Anybody who would like to sponsor any future shiurim should please go to rabbifishman.com, RABBIFISHMAN.com, and click on the sponsor donate button. So to help ensure that we could continue this podcast and this shiurim could continue into the future. So we're up to Perek Aleph Halacha Tes. Yesh melacha is she'isuron hu etzem asiyas hamelacha. There are some isurim on Shabbos that the actual maisa, the actual doing of the melacha, is what creates the isur. Mibli lo kachas b'cheshbein es tzeitzos asiyah. Without any calculation as to what the outcome of what you're going to do is. And we'll see what that means in a second. On the other hand, yesh melachah she'isuron hu b'tzeitzos asiyosan. Whereas there are other melachas that it depends on whether the outcome occurs, whether an isur occurred or not. V'yesh melachah she'legabeim kayemes machlekes ha'paiskim. And we're going to see there are some melachas that there's a machlekes ha'paiskim. This is a dispute amongst the paiskim. Im isuron hu etzem asiyas ha'melachah, whether doing the action is already constitutes the isur, or only if the outcome that's supposed to come out comes out, whether it is an isur or not. So there are some cases where you need the outcome, some cases where you don't need the outcome, and some cases where it's a machlokes. So you give some examples. Lamasha, for instance, hamadlikes haner, if someone lights a candle, lights a fire. Bein im aner kiba miyad, bein hu im hu oy achar kiba oisei miyad. Someone lights a candle, whether you put it out right away, or whether someone else puts it out right away. Bein hu dalags man rava chakova, or it's lit for a while until it goes out. In any of these instances, harehu chayiv. You're chayiv, which means that lighting of the candle automatically is mechayiv the person who lights it. Whereas, loy kein ha-seifes es ha-gedera ala-ish. Whereas someone who has puts a pot on a fire, it's not necessarily like that. Because if someone puts a pot on a fire, ki os chiyuvoy bo loy rak im omnom higiyah ha-tafshul shabo lupochus l'shlish bishul. Meaning, you put a pot on a fire. The iser is cooking. The fire was already there. In order to be chayiv for the cooking, having put the pot there alone is not mechayiv you for cooking. The food has to reach to, or the liquid, whatever you're cooking, has to reach to a third of its cookness, we'll call it, right? The kemaychel ben yusay generally is a third, right? It has to reach that. If you take off the pot before it reaches that, the food is still totally raw, then you are not chayiv. But if you took the pot off the fire, or someone else came, said, one second, I don't want my friend to be chayiv for Shabbos. He just put this on the fire. He doesn't realize that it's aser, or he does realize, but I don't want it to be like this, so you take it off right away. Before the food reaches a third of its cookingness, ki azhu potter. Such a person will be potter, right? So if a pot is put on a fire, but before it reaches a third of its what it's necessary for its cooking, the pot is removed from the fire, then retroactively we will say, no bishul occurred. So the maisa of putting the pot on the fire is not the mechayev. You need the outcome. Whereas lighting a candle, meaning let's say you lit a candle because you wanted to read it, you lit the candle because you wanted to have light in the room, and you lit it and walked right out and never enjoyed the light. You're still aser. It's still chayiv because the lighting of the candle is the mechayiv. Whereas, right, or let's say you light a fire before you could even use it, the wind blew it out, or someone else blew it out. You're chayiv because lighting the fire is the mechayiv. Masha'en came by bishul. You need. It's not the action of putting the pot on the fire. You need the cooking to have occurred. Now he says a case where it's a machlekes. Ve'ilu bizriya. But by planting, we have an example of Nechelku HaPoiskim with the Machlegis HaPoiskim in Machiyiv Hu'al Etzem HaTmonis HaZer Ba'adama is the Isser of planting, placing a seed in the ground. Kloimar, for instance, HaMatmin Yechayev Gam Im Chozar V'Hoitzi Es HaZer Min HaAdama. What happens if Reuven comes and Reuven puts seeds in the ground. And Shimon says, 1 second, that's an issue. He does him a favor and he pulls the seeds out. Right, or the land froze, something happened. And it cannot grow from these seeds afterwards. At the time the seeds were planted, they could grow. But something happened to stop the growth. So, do you say that that's good enough, the fact that the seeds are planted, or only once it takes root in the ground? But there will not be a chiv if it's removed beforehand. So, it's a machloikis whether such a case is chayev or not. It's a machloikis whether such a instance where you did the maisa, the teitzah doesn't happen. So in such a case, it's a machloikis whether the teitzah, the outcome is necessary, and if it doesn't take root, it's not chayev. And some hold, no, the planting alone, the maisa of planting is the mechayev. Either way, it's aser to do. The shayla is a zirachiyav. Sif Yud. Ka'amr la'el melachas Shabbos nilmudas me'ar Mishkan. We said earlier that melachas Shabbos, I learned that from the Mishkan. V'loi rak ma'hus ha'melacha. Not just, you know, the action itself, how it appears. Elagam echusa. Right? Also, literally echus means quality, but meaning that the point of the melacha. U'kishem sheb mishkan ha'melachas hoya melachas machshavas. And just like in the Mishkan, each melacha had a purpose to it. There was an intent, there was a machshava to what the outcome should be of this melacha. Gam b'Shabbos, so too on Shabbos, k'day l'hischayiv, in order to be mechuyiv, tzorich sh'ha-melacha sh'nasis tiyah melechas machshavas. So too on Shabbos, we require that it be a melechas machshavas. And we're going to show a few things as we go further of what makes something a melachas machshavas and what doesn't. L'chein yesh tanoyim, he says, his conditions, v'ayfanim in cases l'issa melochim in ha-toyro, l'hischayiv alah. Ach, gam l'loya tanoyim ha-lolu adai nishar b'derech klal issa d'rabonim, l'kufi sh'yivua. So, in order to be had the chiyiv b'day raisa, right, the chiyiv misa, if it's done on purpose, chatas, if it's done by mistake, you're going to need that it's considered a melechis machshavs, which, as we're going to see soon, means it's done kedarka, it's done l'tzayrach gufa. We're going to see different criteria necessary to make something malachas machsheves to be chayim. But he warns us that as a general rule, even if it's not going to be considered a malachas machsheves, but you're going to be doing that malacha, we're going to see the times when it's a davashen mischaven, but as a general rule, doing the action will be awesome midrabanon, even if it's not a malachas machsheves. So he gives us the first example. Number one, Aleph. So we're in the middle of Sif Yud, Aleph, where it says Kedarka. So he says, what's the opposite of Kedarka? Hefuchoi, Sheloi Kedarka, or done with a Shinoi, or backhand. So it has to be done in the regular, usual fashion. So he explains, Min ha-toyro ein adam chayev al melocha she'asam. Midai reis, a person is not chayev al melocha that he did. Ela imkein asa oisa kederech she'regilum la'asa oisa. Unless it's done in the normal, usual fashion that it's done, beloy shinu, without any changes, without any differences. Aval im shina ba, but if he did it differently, da hainu sha'asa kilachayat, he did it literally with the back of his hand, which means not in the usual way. We're going to give a see examples. But he did it backhanded. Hare midin toiruhu pater, in the iraisa you'll be pater, v'isura ena ela medrabonim. But and therefore, doing the action will only be an issa d'rabbanan, which you can't do on Shabbos, but you won't be chayv. So he gives an example. Ulechein, therefore, hayotzei merishus hayochid l'rishus harabim v'sukareha b'fiv. Someone walks from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim, and he has a candy in his mouth. Chayv min ha-toyra. He's chayv min ha-toyra. Kizuhi darka shalotzah sukareha. That's how you carry around candy. You put it in your mouth, you suck your candy. The ilu hayoytzim mirishus l'rishus, v'sukurea atufa b'niyor, b'toich piv. But let's say he has this candy still wrapped in the packaging, in the plastic, in the paper, in his mouth. Now that's not the derech to walk around with a candy that's still wrapped in your mouth. Or he gives another example, hayoytzim l'rishus v'kafter b'piv. Let's say you carry a button. No, you don't usually walk around with buttons in your mouth. So you're carrying a button in your mouth, and you go from one domain to another domain. Potter, you're potter. Ki ein haderech lahitzi sikareha atufa, because it's not the normal, usual way to carry a candy wrapped or a button. Ki shehem nesunim bepeh, when it's still in your mouth. Avol, but can move on. Sheish b'itza zu mishum isa drabban. By doing this, would still be an isa drabban. Then he gives another example. Hagoizes tziparnov, someone who cuts his fingernails. B'misparayim, with a scissors. B'btziroi, with clippers. Chayim, kikein haderech lasis, because that's the way to cut nails. But someone who cracks his nail with his fingers, with his hands, or he bites his nails with his teeth, potter, he's potter. Because this is a change from the normal fashion of cutting one's nails. So even if a person, this individual, bites his nails on a regular basis, it's not going to make it that this is the kedarka of cutting nails. Since the kedarka way of cutting nails, the normal, regular way that a regular person cuts his nails, is with either a nail clipper or with scissors. Avol osam midrabanan lasis came, but it's osam midrabanan, he says, to do this. V'chein ha-mechabe es ha-or b'gav hayad, so too if you put out a fire, the back of your hand, ayven marpek, harezek kelach hayad, right? The regular way of putting out a fire is either blowing it out or taking the match, let's say, and putting it down in the water. But if you use the back of your hand, or your elbow, or some other fashion that you put it out, that's considered backhanded. It's potter. But midrabanan, it's us. Gives another example. Someone who cuts off a plant that's growing in a flower pot that has a hole in it. So we generally say a flower pot that has a hole in it, it's considered like it's attached to the ground. So chayiv min ha-Torah. Now you're cutting something off, you're cutting a plant that's attached to the ground. That's the regular, normal way of toilish. V'ilu ha-toilish min ha-gidol ba'otis she'en enokov. But if you cut something off from a plant that's growing in a flower pot that has no hole, so now it's already really detached from the ground, so you're cutting it from what's already considered the regular way of toilish is when you... Kreitzer is when you cut something from the ground. So potter, you potter. But avalosim midrabanan, mekivin shenishtlash nizra shloy mokim shirigilum lizrabai. Since the mice it's growing, it could grow in a flower pot even without any holes. So therefore, midrabanan, it's aser to cut. Let's say you have a tree growing in a flower pot, you have vegetables growing in a flower pot. It's aser to cut a midrabanan. But midrashi, that's not the derech that things generally grow. Things generally grow in the regular ground. Therefore, it's considered osur midrabanan, not osur midrashis. But then he gives a caveat, v'loy nikra shaloi kedarka. He says it's not called shaloi kedarka, ela kasher ha-shinu nasa beguf ha-malacha. When the shinu, this change happens in the action of doing the malacha, like the cases we gave. Aval ha-soifis kedera ala-esh kelach yad. U-be'etzem maisa ha-bishul ein shum shinu. Let's say you put a pot on the fire, right? Now, how does a pot on the fire cook? It cooks from the fire cooking the pot. It's not from how you put the pot on the fire. So, just like we said before, that there's a question if you took the pot, we said if you took the pot off the fire before the cooking, there won't be a malacha because it's the maisa of the malacha. It's not the maisa of putting that pot on the fire. The ma'isa ha-malacha is the cooking. So he says, therefore, if you put a pot on a fire in an ordinary fashion, I don't know, you hold the pot with your two pinkies or whatever, you do it in a not regular fashion, since the cooking, which happens later, is the mechayiv, that's happening in the regular fashion, that's not going to be considered shaloi kedarka. The yesha adam ma'isa malacha, he continues, aval mekimon shu mishane ba'asiyos ha-shinu gadol, Ein basiyose kol iser ki ein zu klal derech asiyas hamalacha. Says then there are some shinuyim that sometimes you could change the malacha so much where it won't even be a drabanan. It won't be aser. Right? So a typical shinuy, just use the back of your hand or something like that, we said, is aser midrabanan, but not chayiv midrashis. But then you could do such a great shinuy that it's not even going to be awesome to draw upon. For instance, Lachani says, Mutil ma'ich banana biyodus shal mazaga b'ka. Right, you could smash a banana, you want to give your child a banana, or an adult, let's say, I don't know, you want to put it in some dessert or whatever, so you crush the, smash the banana with the handle of a fork or the handle of a spoon. He says, Ein b'kach b'shum b'lachas teichin. He says, there's b'chlal no iser of teichin. That's derech achila. And it's mutter. Mudlach, in another example, mutter, he says, it's permitted l'hachim b'lila raka. You could permit, you could make a b'lila raka. Now, b'lila raka, generally speaking, is like a pourable, I don't want to say dough, but a pourable mixture. If you make two shinuyim, not just one shinuy from the regular making of blila rakam, but you make two shinuyim. The hainu shiyishane beseder nesinas hachayim remu teicha kara, the gam yeishna ba'ifin havchisha, which means ve'en bekachem shumulachas alisha. So let's say you want to mix mayonnaise and chorein together, or something like that. So chorein is really the salad in it, right? Or the mayonnaise, once you put the liquid from the chorein, it's going to get more liquidy. Right, so some say you can't do it in the regular fashion, but if you do it with two shinuyim, you mix up the order, and you do a shinuy in how you mix it. So you put the two things in it, not in the regular order, and then you mix it not in the regular order. If you're creating only a blila rak, which is a pourable mixture, it could be permitted. We're going to see a lot more details on this as we go through Hilchos Shabbos. Then he says, then he says, there are some shinuyim which you're still going to be chayev for. So Luchain, he gives an example. Hagam shemelech is bayra. Even though the real melacha of bayra that the Torah asked, he benapa a bekvara. Sheheim kelim sheregilim livla behem. Right, if you take a sifter or a sieve, that's a typical keli that you do bayir with. The ilu habayir beknoinu betamchui. Now, knoinu tamchui are very large, flat utensils. Shem kelim she'en regim livra b'hem. You don't usually use them for doing bayir. That's not what they're meant for. You can. So in those cases, yesh bayirak isid rabbanu. Therefore, he says, in those cases, if you go use a knoinu tamchui in Shabbos, it's only should only be in isid rabbanu. But Mikol Malkam, he says, Habayre b'knoinu b'tamchi p'seilas mitoich oichel oivar l'sater. He says, but since it's doable enough that people do this, right? So if you take p'seilas mitoich oichel, which means that you sift it with this k'noinu or tamchi in a fashion with a p'seilas, which is the part you don't want, right? The sediment, literally, right, is separated from the good part, what we call the oichel, then you're oivar l'sater. But if you took the good from the bad, then it wouldn't. Another example says, if you bayir food from psoilas, but only to be used at a later time, even if you do it with a kenayin or a tamchui, these larger kelim that are not regular, harehu over al isatayr, it's an isatayr. On the other hand, hitiru liver eichel mitoch psoilas and mubayir biyad ulshumish miid. Midi. Right, which means that we allow you to do bayir as long as two things are met. Two criteria met. Number one, it has to be done biyad, which means not with a keli, and miyad for eating right away, and really three criteria, and oichel mitoich pselos. So you have to take the oichel, if you're taking the good from the bad, with a keli, for immediate use, so it's permitted. Whereas if you use a kinoin or a tamchui, it would depend. If you took oichel mitoch psoilas, you would consider it isa deraisa, even though it's not the regular keli to use for it, but it is kelim that we use at times for it. Hashenken, if you took the oichel from the psoilas, then it would be only aser midirabana. We'll stop over here. Anyone who would like to sponsor any future shiurim, should please go to rabbifishman.com and click on the sponsor donate button so that you can take part in sponsorships of these shiurim, and then we can continue these shiurim as throughout the sefer of Shmir Shabbos Gil Chasam.